Good morning. Hopefully you can hear me.
We can hear you, yeah, loud and clear. How are you doing, Lee?
I'm good, thank you. I'm well. I'm on radio working, so...
I know. You seem excited about that fact.
Yes.
Yeah. Although... Brilliantly, Lee did just call our studio a cupboard, which is probably about right.
I mean, you know, it's nice. It's small but perfectly formed, I think, is what we're thinking here.
100%.
Yeah.
It's just going to get a tight when it comes to Sunnybank Trust, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And I'm now surrounded by headphone cables, so at some point I'm probably going to end up tangled up. So we'll see if I end up leaving here.
We have basically trapped John in the corner. He cannot move.
Yeah, thanks for that. So, Lee, we know that you're an ambassador for Sight for Surrey. So tell us, what does that mean? What's an ambassador?
Ambassador for Sight for Surrey means that I meet with young people across the Surrey to go to the 11 Up groups that are just turned at the age of 11. And 11 Up means that basically we can go to a visually impaired group and meet up with people with similar needs that we've never seen before. And it's very good that I've done many interviews with John now. I just count.
There's been a few.
Yeah. And also that's a part of the ambassador role. And as Sight for Surrey as well, I have done... I got the Coronation Champion Award as well.
I love how you dropped that in. Just got an award for it. Yeah. So this was for your volunteer. How long have you volunteered? How long have you been involved with Sight for Surrey?
So I've been involved with Sight for Surrey since the age of 3, and I have Sight for Surrey have helped me, of course, because obviously, if you didn't know, because this is radio, I can't see. I'm visually impaired. And The main reason I like helping volunteering for Sight for Surrey and other charities as well along the way is because they have all been amazing and they've all helped me a lot.
Yeah.
And
you want to give something back?
Yes, yeah. And I just want to give something back. And Sight for Surrey is obviously local. It's my area. It's really nice to just see, when I see that I'm helping someone else, it always makes me happy and proud.
And the younger people you meet that are around about 11 years old or up, how do they take meeting you and hearing your story? Because you're obviously a lot nearer their age than some people would be.
Yeah, so obviously people will be nervous joining this group because some people have never had interaction with VI people before. And it is such an important thing because there's not many places out there where, like, when you go to school, I was in this situation where you were the only VI person at that school, so you're not mixing with people with similar needs, and just going to them sort of groups, it is quite frightening, and you need someone that be comforting you. And they're given up from the age of 11 to 18, and then also they do family events. You can attend from like the age of 3, I think, to the age of 18, and the family events mean that your whole family can come along and do a lot of events as well together.
So this is really important, as you cite, for Surrey, support the person with visual impairment, but also the family as well. And like you say, it's important, I think, for people to meet people with visual impairment from a young age, because, you know, that's going to mean that as they grow up, as they go to school, college, work, you know, out and about in the community, if they meet someone with visual impairment, they're going to be sort of better equipped to know, you know, and understand, and, you know, try and have some sort of understanding of your needs.
Yes, and I was recently invited, and I asked, we went to UC Park as well, because a part of the Coronation Champion Award, I got to meet with the House of Yord.
Oh, nice.
I know, very fancy.
Did you have to dress up?
Yeah, I was wearing a suit.
Ooh, do you normally wear suits?
No, it's very unlikely.
With a tie as well?
Yes.
How do you feel about wearing ties? Because I don't like wearing ties.
I don't know. I don't mind it just there. It's an extra thing, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I really enjoyed going there. We had some fancy food, to be honest.
What was the fancy food? We need to know these details.
It was like blue cheese on a cracker, little cracker, and a little bite taste as well.
Yeah.
Little things. And honestly, it was great. Was in a garden. Also, we got to go in the house that it's open to the general public. It's only open if you get invited to. It was on another level.
Oh, it's an experience, isn't
it? Yeah, it was definitely. And that was only last week as well. So
the Coronation Award, this is sort of you being recognised for all you've done for Sight for Surrey. So how did that come about?
How it came about was one day we just got an email about the coronation. Well, we didn't even know it was to do with the coronation at the time, to be honest. I got just an email that come through saying, can you fill out this form to Lucinda, by the way. Shout out to Lucinda.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Lucinda Lightning.
Yeah. Basically, I got an email my family did, and we got an email. So we filled out this very simple form. Not any explaining with it. And then a couple of months later, we got an email from the coronation people, a company, whatever, I don't actually know the official name for it, but they basically said that I've got the Coronation Champion Award. And at this time, it was just us found out. We got even told we can't tell anyone, we can't release it to the press, we can't say anything to a certain date, and we can't even tell family members or anything. So it was definitely a very big secret. I didn't even realise how big it was, to be honest, till it got released. And then two, it got out to the Daily Mail, to be honest. Daily Mail was the first service to publish it. And when the Daily Mail published it, that was when I got all the big reactions. And it got onto another level in that sense. Like, I got to go to Windsor Castle for the coronation concert. And definitely some big opportunities has opened up. And working with John over the last few months was involved with that as well, on other stations, and it's definitely been a moment to always to remember.
Well, Lee, you've got an amazing story to tell. You're also doing
Your dad's outside. You're going to go off and get your tandem bike, and then that's going to be quite a sight, isn't it, seeing you?
It is.
Yeah. Anyone from Woking to Chertsey on that stretch?
Yeah,
you know,
be careful.
As you overtake you.
Who is joining you on the tandem, though, Lee?
My dad. It's my dad's first time as well doing triathlon as well, because he's of course done I know he's spoken to John about it before on the radio, he's done a 100-mile bike ride.
Oh, right,
and he's done marathons as well, but he's never done a full triathlon, so you know,
or a full tandem ride
we don't have that much experience. I've been going for the last couple of weeks to the Wheels for All inclusive bike riding and a Sunday afternoon, and that's been very helpful with some practice.
So are we getting one more training session in today? Is that what's happening?
Yes.
Do you know what? Big shout out to everyone at Wheels for All. I know they were in Shearwater. They moved over to the sports box at Eggley Road. And that's just a really wonderful place, you know.
It is a great
all sorts of different bikes there that people could use.
Yeah, even people in wheelchairs. It's all inclusive. And it's only £5 a child as well. So, you know.
Oh, there you go.
There we go. Lee, one more thing to do before you go, which is to remind us of your Just Giving page. So, if people want to sponsor you and get involved, they know how to.
If you could sponsor me, if you would like to, it would be very much appreciated. You can go to justgiving.com. And then just search Ye Roke, that's LEERO-AKE, and you'll be able to get it there. It's in the Daily Mail, not the Daily Mail, sorry, I'm mixing up stuff now, getting this all wrong. I'm in the Woking News and Mail as well. And then also, you can read more about the charity at rsbc.org.uk. And thank you very much in advance. And I will speak to you soon.
Yeah, thanks for coming down, Lee, and let us know how it all goes on Saturday. Yes. Good luck with everything.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Lee. It's been great to talk to you. Have a great day and enjoy your tandem ride.
Yes, it's been great speaking to you as well, all of you. It's been amazing meeting you, Matt, for the first time as
well. Thank you.
Yeah, and
what we're about to talk about yesterday, yet you've got up very early this morning. and made it into the studio.
Isn't that dedication, right?
It is dedication. So yeah, so tell us. So you did a triathlon yesterday.
Yeah.
We were talking about this a week ago when you were here last Sunday, and you were kind of gearing up for it. So how did it go yesterday?
It went really well. So I did the Dorney Yates superhero series event. It's an inclusive disability event for all, and. So I did a 750-metre swim with no assistance in 1 hour. It was more like a 1,000 metres because we kept going the wrong way, should I say. And a reminder, I was doing all this with my dad to make sure I was safe at all times. And then also I did a 20-kilometre bike ride in 38 minutes.
That's impressive.
It was on a tandem trike as well. That very kindly Wheels for All very kindly ended to us.
So this is what last Sunday was about, like a practice.
Yeah, it was a good practice because I've not had as much practice on that as I did as other things like the running and swimming side of it, because obviously you can't just get a tandem like that.
You borrowed it from Wheels for All, though.
Yeah, Wheels for All.
Okay. And how did you get it there? As you get in the car?
So basically, we have to take it back after the show today. It does, yucky enough, they are very large because our car is sort of bigger than a standard car. We can just about fit in the car, but with the seats down, should I say.
Yeah. And no passengers.
Yeah. but it was definitely it was very lucky for that side of things. And then I'm getting also 5k run. I did that very impressive. My first proper timed 5k run in 24 minutes and 34 seconds.
Wow.
That's impressive.
Proper action man, aren't you? Proper superhero. Yeah. I mean, how do you feel afterwards? Are you knackered?
I was tired. Definitely tired. To be honest, when I got to the 5K bit, I was like, can I be bothered at this point? What I love about being visually impaired and being with someone, that you've got someone trying to talking to you and saying, keep going, in that sense, you know. And I'd never said to my dad, though, I'd want to give up, but he did address my mind. I was going to ask,
actually, Lee, what was the best bit and what was the worst bit of the
whole thing? So, because you have to, everyone, it's a mandatory thing, everybody had to wear a wetsuit in the water, and yesterday was very high winds along with some drizzle of rain every now and then. We very lucky enough got away with that for the swim, the wet weather. It's quite nice weather, and but the problem is with the wearing the wetsuit, what I loved about it, I mean, is when I got in the water, what happened is I didn't feel cold at all. It actually just proves it works. It was definitely a very good. I definitely like the swim because, you know, it's a good start, I think. Especially, I'm not a strong swimmer in any way. And never really done open water swimming before. I tell you a crazy story now. Mm-hmm. On Thursday, I went to the beach and I went to the next level and I did it in the sea, some swimming.
Wow.
Yeah.
So newfound love for swimming then, maybe?
I don't know if I go that far. But and then also, I did really like the tandem ride, but it was really bad because of the wind. The wind didn't really help because riding against winds is like pointless riding, it feels. And then also when you got the rainy weather, also we had in that wind, it felt like it ruined it, really. Yeah. I just wish it was sun. The degrees was perfectly yesterday. Just the wind. It was just the high winds.
And how does open water swimming, how does that compare to, you know, going down to your local swimming pool?
Oh, it's definitely different. It's definitely harder because, like, I probably could have done that 15 minutes quicker. Mm. I'd say that's me predicting that in a swimming pool. But in the lake, We did it. I did it in 1 hour. And also, there were people there that were. This event is so inclusive. Mm. What I love about it, because like they had people in wheelchairs being towed along on a paddleboard. One person was being towed along.
I love that.
And being someone in front was swimming, but they were on a wheelchair being towed along. And they were going quicker than me, can I say? And I was like, wow. And then also there was hundreds of volunteers offering, very kind volunteers also offering you help if you wanted to. They could tow you along on their paddle board. You could grab on the back.
So it's fully supported. It was pretty definitely inclusive.
It was very, very inclusive. Everything was superhero themed, as it's called, the superhero event. But it was definitely it was also it's a part of Marvel movie as well. Stuff Marvel and that, getting into stuff that I really don't know now, but what I do know, there was a lot of Marvel guests there. They had a superhero wall climbing, ice skate room, that the whole fam you could get involved as
That's really good.
And also they had wheelchair harness for people that are in wheelchairs to go up the wall as well.
Oh, so, I mean, you came to this quite... You didn't have a lot of time to prepare, did you?
I didn't have a lot of time to prepare. I was 6 weeks in advance. I've only been doing this. Never been in sport ever, should I say. Never. And here I am. It was just definitely... It was definitely achievement, 100%. It was all to raise money for the Royal Society for Blind Children, a charity that has helped me a lot in the particular last year with their VI college. That is, you might have heard us mention in the old version of it, but the Dalton House School earlier, but now it's Dalton College.
Yeah.
They've helped me get in a lot of the independence there. And it's definitely a very, it was definitely a thing I really wanted to do to help.
Give something back.
Because they have a Life Without Limits Centre in London as well, where everyone can go and visit the whole family. Anyone can go and visit this centre. It's got a media suite along with a music room with instruments, a massive kitchen, should I tell you now? Uh-huh. A massive kitchen, a very accessible kitchen as well.
So, so life skills, people can learn, and they can learn independence and all sorts of things.
And this building has been definitely open for over a year now. I think the first birthday was in March of it, and it was definitely a very good, because it was built from scratch for VI people as well, because it's the first building to ever be like this as well. It's at London Bridge. It's basically what it is it used to be a car park, and the owners offered it to RSBC to make it more for VI people, and it got changed from a car park to a Life Without Limits Centre.
Oh, amazing, and probably looks a lot nicer now. Yeah, it does, car park. And it's really good that it's been converted, you know, built from almost from scratch for visually impaired people.
It's got a very, it's got a very nice view as well. We're just right next to the river at the Life Without Limits Centre. It's also got, it's right next to the Tower of London. And it is not too late to support me if you would like to go and show your support. You can, got a few more days to do it. You can go to justgiving.com and search Ye Rope. That's LEEROAKE.
And how's the fundraising been going?
It's been going very well. I have just yesterday when I was doing the triathlon, when I was in the middle of it, I reached my target, £1,000.
Oh, wow.
I've gone over £1,000 now. I think the last I looked was £1,020 to be precise. And
and that money, you know the difference it's going to make. You know that that's going to help so many people.
It is because RSBC has a lot of support staff, and if you are not anywhere near London or can't get to London, they do have an advice team on hand if you would like advice as well for the family. And they have a lot of counselling as well that they can help with yokai and the whole of the UK.
Brilliant. So the support is there, and it's just, you know, it makes a difference to not just someone visually impaired, but the families as well, because people often forget, you know, loved ones, they need support as well.
To find out more about the services, go and visit rsbc.org.uk.
Brilliant. Lee, well, they're going to stick around and, you know, join us for the show. But well done. Seriously, well done for what you've done. I mean, that is amazing, you know, to do all of that.
Amazing.
To
raise, well done, Lee. The question is, would you do it again?
I would do it again, definitely, if it's with charity, because I love doing charity work. I do a lot. I will work. I love working with charities, love helping people, and I love helping people with disabilities. So, you know, I would do it, but I won't do the same thing again. I will go to another extreme thing. I don't know what. What I would love to do, I've always said this, a skydive.
I have no doubt.
I want to do a skydive.
Oh, there you go. I have no doubt that you'll do that, Lee. I mean, we just sowed the seeds now. I'm going to do a skydive. Is this what's going to be happening?
I was actually going to, before I did the superhero, I get into a little secret, that I was actually going to do a skydive, but they're just so expensive. Because I found one for where you only have to raise £450, not too bad, and that the skydive is free if you're raising money for charity. Correct. And I thought, that's not bad at all. But it turns out that they're taking around £300 away, and the charity gets the rest of it left over.
So
it was just pointless. But they did. It was a bit of a con, because they didn't advertise it till you read the terms and conditions.
Always read the small print. That's what they say.
And
well, congratulations on the superhero. Well done.
Absolutely.